Human Rights Watch says it is concerned that Burkina Faso is not providing the African Commission with the right picture of its human rights situation and that the country's reporting is not up to date. The Commission requires member states to report on the human rights situation in their countries and the measures taken by the authorities to address the abysses. The last report covers 2015 to 2021 and was reviewed Wednesday. Alan Gari, Human Rights Watch Africa Advocacy Director, says Burkina Faso's reporting does not cover more recent abuses in the country.
The report falls short of a number of human rights violations that we have been documenting as Human Rights Watch between 2021 and 2024. So this information is not readily available for the Commission at this point. We have made interventions at the Commission and shared a number of our reports with the Commission to take this into consideration.
Local and international human rights groups say widespread human rights violations are taking place in the country as the military government wrestles with insecurity caused by Islamist extremist groups. The rights groups say abuses by the government and military include arbitrary arrests, extrajudicial killings, enforced disappearances, torture, and interference with the judiciary and media. The Islamist groups are also accused of serious abuses against civilians, including summary executions, sexual violence, abductions, and besieging towns and villages across the country. Burkina Faso's report to the Commission says the government has established a panel to investigate and prosecute terrorism acts, observe detainees' rights, and train its security forces in international human rights and humanitarian law to prevent abuse. Paul Ogedi teaches law at the University of Nairobi and is a human rights expert attached to the African Commission on Human and People's Rights. He says periodic reporting on the human rights situation in a given country can help the country improve its record and save lives.
The reporting obligation is very important to help the country adhere to the African Charter or comply with the obligations under the African Charter. When you do not report, then it is very hard for the Commission through its mandate to help you as a country improve on aspects where there might be weaknesses.
Ngari says people in Burkina Faso continue to face abuses.
But there are also other concerns such as safeguarding civic space for activists and journalists and political opposition who have been targeted by the state, disappeared, but actually forced to join the front lines in the battle against the Islamic armed groups. People who have no training at all in military operations and yet are being put on the front lines. So we are urging the Commission to take into cognizance these anomalies, these violations of the African Charter, and to ask the government of Burkina Faso to pursue accountability for serious abuses.
Ogendi explains what actions the Commission can take against a country that fails to comply.
So most of the action that is taken is for maybe the heads of state to take note of what is happening. And perhaps in some cases urge the states to be compliant with the obligations under the African Charter. But I've also seen a situation whereby the Commission can have a mission in those countries, or they can have advocacy visits to try and talk to the heads of state.
Last year, the Commission wrote to Burkina Faso following the killing of civilians in Namatenga and Yatenga province to initiate an investigation and ensure the protection of civilians. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.